Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Motion to approve the agenda as last revised.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve the last agenda as revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion's carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the board. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted according to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance as well as a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses, and the board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents, and if you have questions for others, those questions should first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all of the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken. And in addition, those items are considered after the public hearings, and you're advised that may be late in the evening when those matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
Case number 10,779, Denise A. Violet, west of Road 285, Beaver Dam Road, a special use exception to maintain a garage studio apartment and a variance from the maximum square footage requirement for an apartment.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Denise Violet, 275 McHenry Avenue, Crystal Lake, Illinois.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Daniel Myers here on behalf of Denise Violet. And this is a request for a special exception for a garage studio apartment in an AR1 district. It's our position that this will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. It is also a request for a 15-foot variance from the 800-square-foot requirement for a studio apartment, and it's our position that this is a minimal variance request over the 800 square feet. It's a little less than 2%, or if you think of distances, it'd be 6 inches over 30 feet. This studio apartment was originally a barn, and in 1987, the current owner then, Jane McCurry, who was an artist, remodeled it. She got a building permit to remodel it in 1987 and turned it into a studio for her artwork. Subsequently, she didn't install any kitchen in the property. She did put a bathroom in and amenities for her studio. In 2003, she sold the property to a Michael Gallagher, who was a local builder. And then in 2005, it was sold to my client, Denise Violette. If you look at the exhibits that were passed out, first exhibit is Exhibit A, and that shows a survey of the property. The building in question is in the upper right-hand corner. It says a one-and-a-half-story frame apartment. It also shows the required parking space for the tenant next to that building. If you turn to Exhibit B, you'll see that the square footage was drawn out by a surveyor that came to 815 square feet on the first floor. It does includes the loft footage as well. The balance of it is a garage, and that's non-living space for the property. You turn to Exhibit C, well, actually D, and then come back to C. If you look at Exhibit D, that'll show an aerial view of the property with an arrow towards the apartment building. You'll see that this whole property is surrounded by trees for buffer zone towards neighboring properties. And then if you turn back to Exhibit C, you'll see the group of trees in the middle of the farm field on the county road, and you'll see that there's hardly any properties even close to this one. The closest one is the house with the pool you can see, and that is about 200 feet away from this property. So the request is for, you know, a studio apartment, but it's not in a major subdivision. It's not in a crowded area. It's in a rural agricultural area, which, you know, would have minimal effect on the neighboring properties. You'll hear from Ms. Violette that until she received the notice of violation from the county, that she did not have any complaints concerning the property as well. If you look at Exhibit B again, you'll see that the configuration of the floor plan would make it difficult to remove 15 square feet from the building. Having a studio apartment with 15 extra square feet would not make a adverse effect on the neighboring properties. It's not like they can have major increase in occupancy with 15 square feet. And I'd like to call Ms. Violette. I've told the board that you haven't had any objections from any of the neighboring property owners.
Correct.
Are you familiar with your neighboring property owners?
Yes.
And have any of them supported you?
Actually, yes. The one that would be directly affected in the rear of the property sent a letter of support. There's no objection.
And do you have any plans on extending or making this property any bigger?
No.
Yes. Is this a yearly rental or weekly or monthly?
No, it's absolutely an annual rental.
Well, as far as the kitchen, did you was that there when you initially purchased the property?
It was partially put in. The previous owner was a builder, and he'd already started half of the kitchen.
Okay.
So all I was doing was finishing it up.
Okay. Is there a permit on file? Well, we would ask that the special exception be granted. We have the provided parking space. We'd also ask that the 15-foot variance to the square footage be granted to allow the special exception to be granted for a period of 5 years.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wilkinson? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
You said that the previous owner was a builder. You stated his name. What was his name?
Michael Gallagher. I don't think he's a major.
Is he still a builder in the area?
Don't believe so. Okay. I think it was a builder during
the boom.
The boom.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you've been advised, but if this is approved, you'd have to apply for a permit. Even though I assume it's done now.
Well, we get one if assuming this is
okay. And how long has it been finished? How long have you been renting it? A year, 2 years?
Well, the kitchen was finished. I bought the property 6 years ago. I finished it 5 years ago. It's been rented for 3 years.
Okay. And how did this come about that you realized you needed a variance? Someone called the office and the office sent somebody out?
I presume so.
Okay.
It was a surprise to me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all.
So this was done before the effect when the county came up at 800 square foot?
Well, I don't know that it's been rented since then, but
she converted it before the ordinance.
That's going to say, because we just had one not too long ago similar to this, and we were afraid to do it because of this reason. So this is, huh?
But I think the request from the one earlier was not minimal, as
right.
in 15 square feet, and we were looking at
right, but
50% larger or something.
Larger.
It's like 1,115,
yeah, it was significantly larger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to bring right. that out, though, that we haven't liked that before.
Yep.
But this one was prior
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, you know what, I have to.
The ordinance was approved in March of 08, by the way, so it's just about
3 years.
About 3 years, and so we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we were afraid of it. Okay, that answered my question.
When you're talking 6 inches over, you know, good example, 6 inches over 30 foot, and the whole perimeter is much longer than that. So you're probably talking 2 inches through the whole perimeter of the structure.
The structure itself.
And that's these are all exterior measurements, correct?
Yeah, they're.
I think there's a note on the drawing.
Exterior?
Yes.
So
yeah,
the interior is probably 800 or less.
Less than 800, I would think.
Anyway,
I like the way that you put that other 6 inches. That's better. Okay, that answered my question.
Definitely put it in perspective.
Sure. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Hearing none? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, we did receive a letter in favor of
okay.
the office.
Thank you. And there's one in the audience. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Have anything? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think in regards to the standards, because we are also talking about a variance,
mm-hmm.
Let's address the special use exception first. I think the testimony supports that. And the fact that it has been an apartment for 3 years supports the fact that it won't substantially affect it versus the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. Regarding the standards for granting a variance, I think there is some uniqueness in that just the situation itself. Certainly as necessary to enable reasonable use of the property for which the county does now allow such types of use. And the whole concept, I guess, wasn't created by the applicant. She probably bought it thinking she had a garden or a
studio
apartment. So I don't see where loyalty to the essential character of the neighborhood. I think we've established it's a minimum to afford relief by a very good example. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,779.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,779. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.